What's up, Pharmacy Nation? I'm Pharmacy Joe. Thank you for being a listener of the Elective Rotation, a critical care and hospital pharmacy podcast. This is episode 902. In this episode, I'll discuss the analgesic ceiling dose of ibuprofen in emergency department patients. I have all the evidence supporting today's show linked up in the show notes at pharmacyjoe.com/episode902. NSAIDs, including ibuprofen, have a ceiling dose beyond which no additional analgesic effect is seen. I must have missed that part of the lecture in pharmacy school because I don't remember encountering this concept in practice until I heard a talk from ED physician Larry Rainey that is archived on freeemergencytalks.net about the rational use of NSAIDs. Back in episode 473, I talked about the evidence behind the discrepancy between the labeled dose and the analgesic ceiling dose of IV ketorolac. There is similar data on the ceiling dose of ibuprofen as well. In Annals of Emergency Medicine, a group of authors compared the analgesic efficacy of oral ibuprofen at three different doses for adult ED patients with acute pain. 225 patients were split evenly between groups. The primary outcome was the difference in pain scores between the three groups at 60 minutes. About three-quarters of the patients had musculoskeletal pain, such as that from a sprain, strain, or fracture. The next most frequent causes of pain were abscesses, lacerations, dental pain, and headache. All patients were given liquid ibuprofen. The first group received a single dose of oral ibuprofen at 400 milligrams, the second group at 600 milligrams, and the third group at 800 milligrams. The authors observed no clinically meaningful differences in the mean numeric rating scale pain scores between the three dose groups at 60 minutes. The need for rescue analgesia was also not different between groups, with four patients in the 400 and in the 800 milligram group needing a rescue analgesic at 60 minutes, as well as one patient in the 600 milligram group. The study was adequately powered to show differences in analgesia, but there were not enough patients to show a difference in adverse effects between the three groups, such as GI discomfort. Based on this study, 400 milligrams appears to be the ceiling dose of analgesic effect for ibuprofen when given to ED patients with common causes for pain. The authors hope that with their research and proper patient and provider education, supported by the evidence, the myth of better pain relief with, quote, prescription-only, unquote, dosages of ibuprofen will be debunked. To access my free download area with 20 different resources to help you in your practice, go to pharmacyjoe.com/free. Thank you so much for listening. I'll see you in the next episode of the Elective Rotation.